Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
27897.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Lorraine Mitchell.
Okay, Ms. Mitchell. Will you verify your mailing address, please?
P.O. Box 662, Woodland, North Carolina.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, I do see an order here for you. Let's see here. I see you ordered the Feast Treat. This is an app that helps you make better food choices, healthier food choices, rather, that cut sugar and carbs from your diet. Is that what you're calling about?
Yes, I am, but I didn't enter for that. I entered for the pot, and it said I want a pot, and then all of a sudden it says it's going to take $39.97 off my card.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, that's what I see what you ordered. You didn't want to try the Feast Treat as well? We can reduce it to $20.
No, I want you not to take $39.97 off my card and whatever else is supposed to you're supposed to win for the. I paid $2 for a crock pot, and then all of a sudden these people come up and say they're going to take $39.97 off my card, and I'm canceling, and I don't want nobody to take no money off my card.
Okay. Well, this order was verified according to the company, so we can't refund. It's non-refundable.
Yes, you can, because I went through this with my bank,
mm-hmm.
And you can't refund it. And how did you take? Why would you take it out when it only said that you want to take $2? And y'all jumped on it so fast. It ain't been but 3 minutes. So I know you could put it back.
Because we didn't charge you, ma'am. We're customer service. We answer the phone for over 100 companies that sell products, and we're simply following their policies. So we can close the account so they won't bill you next month. But at this point, this company will not allow me to refund anything. According to them, the charge is valid.
Who do I talk? How is the charge valid when you guys tricking people to buy stuff that is, you know, I wouldn't even work for a company like that. That's terrible.
Well, I can only see the order.
You.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not
I understand.
On you. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
That is nothing but crookery for people to do stuff like that.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. I don't, I can't see the order. So I don't, only thing I see is what you ordered. I can't see any.
That's what I'm telling you.
Of the details.
Order. I paid $2 for Instapot. Is
mm-hmm.
what they call on this site that I'm looking at with this number on it, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
I ordered an Instapot. Well, matter of fact, I didn't order it. It said I want it. And then it said I had to pay $2 for shipment.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it says $39.97, about 10 paragraphs down, it says that y'all going to take $39.97.
Well, I can give you the customer service support line for the company. They're not authorizing us to refund anything. We're customer support. We can answer questions like track your order and things of that nature. We can close the account for you and notate that you did call today.
I just want that closed.
Mm-hmm. So I have closed the account. I have your cancellation number here.
Okay. Give me the number and then give me that other number you're talking about.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie, 920-144-4151.
Okay, let me read it back. C920144-4151.
That's it.
Okay, and you say you have a customer support.
Yes, it's a email address.
Okay, well, that's already on here, right?
It should be.
Yourfeasttreat.com.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So you can email them and check on that, but they're not authorizing us to refund anything on the account.
Okay. All right, I
Okay,
thank
Ms.
you.
Mitchell. Yes,
All
ma'am. Thank
right.
you for calling customer support. You're welcome. Bye-bye.